Are you ready to learn about Olive Branch and so much more? Then this is the podcast for you. OB Pod. Each week, we're going to give you the weather, some news, an inspirational message, some cool facts, a crazy true story, and so much more. So let's get to the show. It's good to be back on the show. Guys, I really, really appreciate you listening to the podcast and hoping you're telling your friends and your family, your coworkers, and everybody else about the show as we do our best to try to cover our local things here around Olive Branch and give you so much more. Well, guys, before we get into our show, as always, I like to talk about my good friend Brian Couch, guys, and I'm really talking about Team Couch of Birch Realty. They have been a very, very helpful sponsor to this podcast and have really supported us throughout this community, and I really want to tell you guys, if you have any real estate needs, I implore you to go check out teamcouch.com. It is a fantastic website. It will help you, has its own search engine and everything where you can look for local houses and commercial properties, anything you can imagine, and you can also get to meet the team on Team Couch. Brian and his team are fantastic. They just got voted again the number one realtor team in DeSoto County by DeSoto County Times. And so if this is the team you want to work with, so if, like, seriously, if you have any real estate needs, please go check out teamcouch.com. Well, guys, let's get right into our weather for our area. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful week, guys. We only have rain on one day, and that is Tuesday, tomorrow. And it's about a 73% chance. The rest of the week is going to be nice, low to mid-60s until the end of the week when we get to Sunday, which is going to be in the high 70s. It's going to be a great, great week. I hope y'all really enjoy it. Well, guys, it's time to get into that local news. This is brought to you by our good friends over there at Hatcher Landscape. Guys, if you need a new job, if you need a place to work, they have several openings right now, very specific jobs, but also some general jobs. I mean, they're looking for construction and maintenance, looking for foremen, they're looking for lawn care specialists, you name it. They've got it, and they have amazing competitive wages, great insurance, and a benefit package. If this is something you need in your life, you need a change, please call this number to get more details, 901-506-3669. They're ready to help you out. Guys, the first thing in news, of course, I want to remind everybody this Tuesday, the Board of Aldermen and the Mayor are going to be doing their normal meeting, which happens about every 2 weeks, and that is going to be Tuesday, April 2nd, right there at the courthouse at 6900 Highland Street. It is open to the public, so do not miss this if you want to see how the local government rocks and rolls. Wheels and Wings Fest 2024, of course, add in those ribs, is right around the corner. Guys, this is this Saturday coming up, April 6th. Please, please make your way out there. All the funds collected are going to the DeSoto County Dream Center. This is how we help kids and needy families around here, clothing, food, things like that. It's a fantastic organization. This is a great community building event, and it has amazing food. We got to talk to the winners from last year. I hope to get them back on again this year. It's just a really, really good thing Olive Branch does. So go out there and be a part of it. You do not want to miss this. Also, guys, we're about 2 weeks away from the solar eclipse. Now, of course, the city of Olive Branch is going to go all out, and we're having the Mississippi Moon Festival, which means they're going to have live music, food trucks, and everything for this historic event. Please make plans to join everyone at the City Park on, this is Monday, April 8th, from 11 to 3 p.m. That is when the eclipse kind of happens. And they're also going to have glasses available, but it is first come, first serve, while supplies last, so do not miss this. The City of Olive Branch is organizing a community cleanup day. For this to work, remember, this is going to take all of us in here to make sure Olive Branch stays beautiful. Now, remember, they're going to provide all citizens with complimentary, like, orange litter bags, with gloves and different supplies in them. And these cleanup kits are going to be available to anybody who is a resident of the Olive Branch area who pledges to clean up a section of the road, an intersection, or parts of the neighborhood throughout the year. Now, the community cleanup day is designated for this April 13th, okay, and they're going to be cleaning up the Church Road corridor. If you're interested in joining, please meet at the City Hall around 9 a.m., where they're going to divide into teams, and they're going to head out and try to knock out as much as possible, and it's going to last till about noon, so that's going to be a big deal, so please, please mark your calendars for that if you want to help out the community. Guys are going to be having a cool little spring movie under the stars, and that's going to be at the Lawn on the Wesson House. This is going to be April 18th, so mark your calendar for that. The movie this time is going to be Shrek. They're going to start it at 7 p.m., and the Domino's of Olive Branch will be on site for food for anybody who is interested, and they're going to start serving around 6 p.m. So if you want to get a cool little movie under the stars, you can bring a lawn chair out there and watch it. It's a pretty fun event, so go check it out. Guys, on April 27th, the Olive Branch Police Department will be having a community shred and drug take-back day. Now, what that means is they're going to, if you have documents or things you want shredded, so they're destroyed properly and everything else, okay, they're going to have that available. This is going to happen from 10 a.m. to 2. If you have old prescription drugs, things laying around the house that are expired, things, by the way, drugs do expire, please check those things out. And you want to get rid of them safely and responsibly, come on out, and they're going to take care of all that stuff for you. This is something you can teach your kids and show your community. It does help better things, and you can get a free service out of the deal. So please don't miss out on that. That is April 27th from 10 to 2 p.m. Well, that's it for our local stuff. So let's dive out into our news outside of Olive Branch. And boy, we got some doozies today. First one we got to talk about, which affects me personally and a lot of people who listen to this podcast. Okay, PERS, which is our retirement system, is under attack, or is how it's being described. The Board of Trustees of this $30 billion retirement system right here in Jackson are fighting legislation that would rescind an anticipated increase in their employer contribution, as well as replace the current 10-member board with an 11-member board largely appointed by the governor and lieutenant governor. So our current board has criticized this legislation, saying it has an attempt to politicize the PERS board, saying it would shift power more from the people who actually are interested in PER to politicians. The legislation has already passed the House with an 85-34 vote. That happened on March 13th and now has been sent to the Senate for consideration. The legislation calls for a reconstructed board that will make up of a state treasurer, a commissioner of revenue, 4 appointees from the governor, 3 appointees from lieutenant governor, and only 1 retired PERS member, and only 1 active PERS member that has at least 10 years of service. Currently, 8 of the 10 trustees are selected by their membership. Okay, guys, this is a big deal. If you are a government employee in any faction, teachers, road workers, city government, whatever you want to call it, I encourage you to talk to your state senator ASAP, ask questions, and understand what is going on, and maybe voice your opinion if you are for or against this. In my mind, I would be very skeptical about how anything comes good from politicians taking control of the largest fund we have in Mississippi, by the way, and is one of the few real draws we have from Mississippi, is our retirement system, since it is so good, and I'd hate to see it go to waste. So please talk to your state senators ASAP. Guys, just right across the border in Memphis, a Shelby County judge has been suspended after she was indicted on criminal charges and having her bond revoked for failing a drug test earlier this month. According to court documents, this past Monday, Judge Andrenetta Melissa Boyd was indicted and taken into custody. This happened back in December, believe it or not, and is charged with coercion of a witness and harassment. Boyd tested positive for, get this, cocaine and alcohol on a March 12th drug screening, violating her terms of her bail conditions. Nothing but the best in Shelby County, baby. Sean Combs, otherwise known as P. Diddy, as his entertainment name, get this, had 3 of his homes were raided by Homeland Services this past week after multiple lawsuits were filed against him. In those lawsuits, there was evidence showing numerous crimes, including gambling, underage women, drugs, violence, human trafficking, and even evidence of potential murders. Reports are showing that Combs' private jet has made several stops all over the country, mainly out of his 3 homes, and then left U.S. airspace heading towards the Caribbean. No one has officially seen Combs, and his location is not known, but the evidence that is coming out every day is looking worse and worse, and it is being compared to the next Jeffrey Epstein. Woo, that is some bad, bad comparisons to be a part of. Interested to see where that's going to go. Baltimore's biggest bridge collapses after being hit by a cargo ship. Multiple cars ended up in the water, and six people are believed to have perished in the accident. But was it an accident? New reports are coming out that conflict the initial story from the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard said in an official report that the ship dropped anchor in an attempt to slow the boat, causing it to turn into the bridge after it lost power. However, the anchor deployed from the side that would have caused it to miss the bridge. Additionally, enhanced video contradicts the sequence of events of the official video, and now the black box that records all action on the ship has been recovered, but it is missing a 2-minute segment of the recording that happens to be the 2 minutes leading up to the actual event, the accident, and the last 30 seconds afterwards. Now, you got to tell me, that is awfully strange considering that box doesn't has its own power source and is designed not to be corrupted like that. So it is definitely making a head-scratching moment. Throw in now that Joe Biden has officially announced that he is presenting measures to get Congress support for them to pay. That means the federal government of the United States to pay for the reconstruction of the bridge when the bridge and the ship separately both have insurances for accidents such as these. This is adding up to some heavy, heavy conspiracy theories. What do you think? Send us an email at theobpodcast@gmail.com. I would love to know what you thought. Earlier this week, sadly, we got news that Princess Kate Middleton has announced that she has cancer, and she has begun treatment for it. They have not announced what type of cancer, and they have asked for privacy. So from OB Pod and across the pond, we are praying for you, Princess Kate, and hope everything works out and you speed to a fast recovery. Lastly, President Trump has had an eventful last week. If you know, he lost a judgment for over $475 million a few weeks back, and the appellate court on the last day before he had to pay the bond, agreed to reduce that judgment all the way down to $170 million. Then, shortly thereafter, his social media company, Truth Social, went public, and its stock skyrocketed 43%. Netting Trump over $1 billion in net worth and propelling his overall worth to making the list for the top 500 richest men in the world. Cha-ching. Well, guys, that's it for our news from outside the Olive Branch area. Hope you enjoyed it. Remember, if you have anything you want to contribute or you want to join us in any type of advertising or sponsorship, please reach out to us at theobpodcast@gmail.com. We greatly appreciate it. Guys, let's get right into our inspirational message. Guys, this week it is quite a doozy, and I think the audio is going to say everything you need to hear and really emphasize the importance of it. So I look forward to you hearing it. Let's go to it now.
The total number of people who have ever been born? Number's about 100 billion. Now ask, how many total possible people can be born? How many total humans are possible? That number is astronomically large. 10 to the 30th power, which is a billion, trillion, trillion, it's likely even bigger than that, which means, in practical terms, no one who will ever be born will be identical to you. That's not the most important fact. It's that we're the lucky ones. We're the ones who get to die. Because you only get to die for having lived. Most people who could ever exist will never even be born. At the end of the day, you're alive. Not dead. Nor not having ever been born. So, take every occasion you can to smell the flowers, to drink in the sunsets and the sunrise and the the majestic sky above you that they cradle through the nighttime hours, and celebrate life because you won the lottery. And most people will never even know there was a lottery. If that's not motivation to live life to the fullest, I don't know what is.
All right, guys, it's time for our true stories, and this is brought to you by our good friend Ali Ejlali of Alpha Insurance. Guys, if you have not got an insurance quote lately, you may be paying way too much for your insurance. I can honestly tell you from personal experience, not just because he's a sponsor to the show, but I can tell you because he is my personal insurance agent, that he does a fantastic job. He really does care for you. He has saved you money multiple times. I've handled a few claims with him, have been absolutely flawless. He's truly honest. He's a great personal person. Please go get an insurance quote. I bet you he can lower your rate, give you better coverage, and you're going to thank me afterwards. His number over there, his office in Olive Branch, is 662-893-0928. Call him today. This week's story is called "He Wasn't Joking." Caretaking for the elderly is a hard job, especially if you're elderly yourself. Meet Henry Cardena of Rio Rancho, New Mexico. He is the caretaker for 82-year-old June Anna Fennell, who suffers from several health issues and sadly is bedridden. So Henry gets into a verbal argument with June Anna, and this does not go well. And this happens quite often. And eventually, on this day, he's had enough. So much so that he calls 911 because it's time for her to go.
Get her the hell out of here.
Does she need an ambulance or just police?
She needs to get out of here. I don't care how.
Dispatch tries to calm Henry down and sort out the whole situation, but have little success. The police arrive and get everything de-escalated to where they feel comfortable to leave, but June Anna begs for them not to go.
Please don't leave. One of you stay.
We can't, ma'am.
But they do have to leave, but before they do set her up for a long-term facility to move into. Unfortunately, though, it was going to take a lot of time, which means she has to stay with Henry until that can happen. June Anna again asks them, do not leave, but they have to anyway. 3 or 4 hours go by, and the neighbor from across the street hears a gunshot. She sees Henry step outside of his house screaming, and so she runs over to check on him. Henry tells the neighbor he just shot June Anna, and so the neighbor calls 911.
The neighbor man was screaming for help, told us to call the police. He says he's killed her.
The police rush on over, and Henry is arrested after they find June Anna deceased in the house. Now, this seems like an open and shut case of murder, but a short time later, police released their body cam footage on that welfare check on Henry and June Anna. The local news catch it, and they cover it with a major story showing the footage, and this caused a massive uproar with the public. Turns out, Henry threatened June Anna in front of the police during that welfare check.
What did you say?
I said, you're fine until I kill you.
He's threatened to do that.
And then Henry himself even blamed the police for not preventing it when he was arrested.
You caused this! You didn't stop me this morning! It's your fault!
The public was furious at the police for their lack of action, and in their opinion, they were the cause of the murder. The police tried to do damage control with a long, drawn-out statement explaining the officers didn't feel June Anna was in danger when they left and that Henry was just simply joking. Well, he wasn't joking. Shortly after, Henry is charged with first-degree murder, and the case will start in the near future. Here's some friendly advice. Don't anger your caretaker, or they may unalive you. Guys, I hope you enjoyed our true story today. Remember, hit that subscribe button and tell your friends and family and your coworkers all about our podcast. We really want to continue building it. It's been a great experience, and we need your help. Let's move on to random facts and stories you likely didn't know. And this is brought to you by our good friends over at A-Plus Heating and Air Conditioning Service. Guys, the weather is up and down. That's what happens in the spring. When's the last time you turned the air conditioner on? When's the last time you had your system checked by a professional who's not out to gouge you, take all your money out of your pocketbook, lie to you just to add Freon for no reason, things of those nature. You know, all those nightmares you hear about crooked contractors and things like that. If you want somebody who's local, family-owned business, been doing it years, works on positive, friendly referrals, and also helps out your favorite local podcast, then you need to check out A-Plus Heating and Air Conditioning Service. Tim and his family are absolutely fantastic people. Here's their phone number, 662-626-7287, or go check out their Facebook page. You can see all the positive reviews and comments they get. It's truly a great company, one of the ones you want to work with. Get their service today. Did you know in 1988, the final history exams for more than 50 million Soviet school children were canceled because the government concluded that much of the history they had been taught was all lies? Wow. Did you know in the movie Full Metal Jacket, the actor who played Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, Mr. R. Lee Ermery, came up with 150 pages of insults on his own? Also, the actor who initially played the role couldn't yell for more than 30 minutes. But when Ermery stepped in and took over, his energy never let up over numerous takes that it became one of the most iconic scenes of the entire movie. Did you know? A father of five worked over two decades as a custodian for the Boston College, so all of his children could attend the university for free. They all graduated from Boston College and together saved the family over $700,000 in tuition. Now, that's a heck of a commitment for your kid. That's pretty awesome. Well, guys, we hope you enjoyed Did You Know? And remember, please tell your friends and family about the show. And also, if you got a few seconds to give us a 5-star review on iTunes, it really, really does help. Really appreciate y'all. Guys, in our final section, we have our movie and TV news and reviews. And this week, I was lucky enough to go back to the theater with my son, and we got to go watch Godzilla and Kong, the new empire. Man, it was quite an action movie. I really enjoyed it. And I want to give everybody a warning. You know, I could say some things that are spoiler-esque. And so if you're concerned about it, this might be the time you want to kind of step away. But I will tell you, it is worth the buying a ticket. It's one of those movies you definitely want to be in the theater to see. To have that sound, that feel, the smell of popcorn. It's a great, great experience. I had an awesome time, especially in our local Malco doing it. So if you're one of those moviegoers, this is definitely one to go see. I would probably give it somewhere around a 7, 7.5 for overall movie. It's not perfect, but it's a great entertain, especially if you just like big monsters or have that genre and that love for it. But let's get into more detail with it. Guys, the movie itself starts off with a bang. You know, it's not fluff. You go right into the movie with Kong, and it shows, you know, the Middle Earth and the normal Earth and the whole nine yards, and gives you some cool special effects. You get to see that he's still looking for family, and it sets the tone for what the whole premise of the movie is that trying to become normalcy in things, but of course something always messes that up. Overall, the movie is well put together. It is very fast and entertaining. There's no lulls. There's no, you know, slog. There's no delay. We go from Kong, then we go back over to Godzilla fighting a certain type of Titan. You find out there's numerous Titans all over the planet, but they all kind of stay to their area because Godzilla keeps them in check. And then you find out that what the real premise of the entire story is that Kong eventually finds a new area that was never seen, never charted, and everything else, which leads to him meeting other apes. And so he realizes that his species is not gone. They were just actually entombed and imprisoned because of a much earlier war. That's how they interlink with the human species, about how they were, you know, the girl who survived from the previous ones, you know, kind of creates this kind of a unique round effect of everybody converging to one location to understand how to move forward. And basically he gets to meet the Scar, which is the, you know, the Ape King. It's funny that's his name, considering that's the same, you know, bad guy name from, you know, Lion King and stuff. But hey, here nor there. And it creates a battle, and you realize that Scar has an ultimate weapon. He has a similar Titan that is just like Godzilla, but instead of shooting pulses, it shoots ice. And this Titan is designed to, is what supposedly caused the ice ages of back in the day. So it's quite an interesting kind of turn of events. Just when you think there's hope for family and so on, you realize it's all turned upside down. And it leads to an epic battle where you have Scar, this new Titan, and of course Godzilla and Kong together. And of course, like anything, you can't just put them together and slap hands and say, "Hey, let's work together." They got to fight a little bit, and it leads to some really cool destination shots. They were in Rio de Janeiro. They were in Egypt. They were in Russia. They were in the United States. They were in Italy. A lot of cool places. Great special effects showing how they destroy buildings and fight battles and so on. And it was really, really good. Now, they did change a few things. I do have kind of a gruff about, you know, in one of the earlier Godzilla movies, you know, they feed on radioactive or nuclear energy, which makes Godzilla much, much stronger. And almost, you know, in one of the recent movies, he was a walking thermonuclear weapon. Anything around him just melted because he was so radioactively charged when he became so powerful. Well, in this one, supposedly he, you know, absorbs an energy source that is even more far superior. And instead of turning him into radioactive, he turns into this purple supercharge. It doesn't hold as much water as well as they did in the previous movies, but it doesn't detract from the overall action from the movie. The dialogue is good. You meet a small ape that ends up becoming a friend and helping Kong. They were able to do some upgrades, you know, I thought was, you know, they were cool in concept, but very corny in how they were delivered and how convenient they were there. There was a scene where Kong gets his hand hurt, or he gets his tooth hurt, or something of that nature, and they're Johnny on the spot with a cure or something to help him immediately. Like, it was already there waiting, and it's just, you hate that there wasn't better planning or writing when it comes to those little details, because it does detract from the movie a little bit. But if you're in it for action and enjoyment, you're happy they don't spend 10 minutes explaining how they created a prototype to make his arm better and things of that nature. So it's a give and take thing. I'm just one of those people who enjoys details, so it is what it is. But again, of course, it leads to a big, massive battle that has some few twists and turns and surprises, and it's really impressive, and it has a satisfying ending. And so that, what I can tell you, is what keeps the movie at a 7 for me. The only way it could have improved better is that they had done more about the battle at the end and done a little bit better when it came to his old, his ape culture there, because it was very fast. How they show things, and they show different levels of apes, and that didn't match him. And so that was kind of strange that, you know, like, Kong still looked completely different than the rest of the apes. And so they didn't do a lot of explanations on things. And so it was kind of interesting, but it's curiosity at the same time. You know, hey, maybe they'll expand on it if they continue the series. And the only thing I felt otherwise that was disappointing is that there is no end credit scene. There is nothing to promote this continuing moving forward, which I thought was a big surprise. I hope this not the end, because I thought it was a well-done movie, because I enjoy that. And like anything else, you know, a lot of people do. So overall, guys, like I said, that's my review for the movie. I hope you enjoy, and go check it out. It's definitely one worth watching and getting a look on and enjoying that, like I said, in that theater experience with popcorn, the smells, the sounds, the seat vibration. It's really, really great. So, but other than that, guys, I think we're going to call it a wrap for this week for our show. Hope you enjoyed all the information, all the cool stuff we brought to your attention, and really appreciate you listening. So until next week, man, I'm Zach, and we'll see y'all then.